And that was The Mantra Show on 101.9 CITR. It is an important day here in the station. Today marks the first, but certainly not the last, official day of the Butter on the Bread Show with me, your host, Ryan Rozelle. Sound effects, trumpets. Yeah, important day. So hello, Vancouver, people listening around the world at CITR.ca. It is also funding drive, the last day of our fund drive here, or tomorrow perhaps, but I would also like to note that there's quite a large party, so if you like to thrash around and sort of lose your state of mind for a couple hours, come to the Biltmore tomorrow. Tickets are $10 in advance, or $10 at the door if you wear a futuristic-themed costume, and $12 at the door if you want to be a boring person and wear normal clothing, or are too lazy to buy them in advance. So I'm going to start things off. Oh, another important holiday. It is Thanksgiving in our neighbors to the south of the United States. And being a Yankee, I would like to recognize the holiday in which we slaughter a large bird and then celebrate the destruction of hundreds of cultures. So I'd like to construct my set today in the spirit of Thanksgiving, starting off with some really dark, even haunting music that you probably wouldn't associate with Thanksgiving, and gradually sort of rise up, so to speak, into music. I don't really have any happy music in my tastes, but more melancholy tunes. Anyways, I'm going to start things off with a band that's playing actually at the Biltmore tomorrow. This is Synthcake with their song Musicophilia.
Musicophilia, musicophilia, na 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 na. Musicophilia, musicophilia, na 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 na.
Down to the tango and find out who will leave.
That was some minimalist madness from Nicholas Jar and Dave Harrington. That album is Dark Side. It's a new album. That track is A1, also called Clown and Sunset. So it is Fun Drive here at CITR, and I was just alerted that we are at $19,000 and $19,080.80. I'm having a bit of trouble speaking today, and that means that we can make it to 20,000 tonight, people. 25,000 tonight. I want someone to call in and donate $4 billion right now, or I'm not playing another song ever. Okay. maybe not. The phone's ringing. I'm going to play a song now from Tyrannahorse. Oh, before that was Synthcake, and if you liked that band, who is described as sci-fi delic circus pop, they are playing tomorrow at the Biltmore for the Fun Drive finale party. It's going to be wild, people. I'm probably not going to be wearing any clothes, so you should come, or don't. If you want to see me in clothes, then you can also come, because that is the truth. This is a song by Tyrannahorse by the name of Zombie Waltz.
Down walls, down the mirror. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club, Lotus Land Tattoo, and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Bilo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today.
That's right. It is Fund Drive, and you should donate. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that phone number before. It's 604-822-8648. And if you donate $30, you get a Friends of CITR card, which gets you discounts on all the fun, thrifty boutique shops, record stores around town. $60 gets you the card as well as a bag. $101.90 gets you the bag and a limited edition surprise, as it says right here. But spoiler alert, it's a really cool futuristic coffee mug because it says that on the internet. I don't know why it says limited edition surprise in front of me. $250 gets you a record bag, two Friends of CITR cards. That's a great gift, ladies and gentlemen. Limited edition surprise. I don't know why I keep reading that. And you also get to host Listener Hour. So for $250, you can be like me and just be a really nervous person on the radio for an hour. It is quite the rush. So I'm going to play one more track under the theme of truly haunting, and then we'll get onto some just sort of depressing tracks, and then we'll get into some more just violent garage and jazz and stuff that you can just vibe to while you think about what you're thankful for. When I think about what I'm thankful for, it's all the people who donate to CITR during American... A friend of mine had this conversation. It's the United States. We're all American. If you're Mexican, if you're Canadian, if you're from the U.S., you're American. And that's why we should celebrate United States Thanksgiving by giving thanks to CITR in the form of donations. This is the last haunting track. It's by a lovely lady named Kellarissa, and it is off her album The Moon of Neptune on Mint Records. And this song is Vagabond.
Thank you. past the tree line.
If I took back my silver hand, the one you never wanted anyway, and if I took back all the postcards, took back all the letters that I wrote to you each day, and if I took back Baltimore and all the other nights I wouldn't take your call, that I used you as a crutch, that I leaned on you too much, hoping you would break my fall. Could we go back and start again? If we're not family, would we at least be friends? And if my wandering never brought me to your door, do you believe we'd fall in love just like before? I'd like to still be in your bed, but I would settle for your life instead. if I took back my silver hand? Could we go back and start again? Can I take back the sitting sun from the graveyard at the chapel of the child that I'd left behind my child? Sleeping a white shadow on the pillow by your side. And if we hadn't scrutinized all of the lies that we both told. And if I hadn't been so perilous and desperately trying to handle my soul, could we go back and start again? If we're not family, would we at least be friends? And if my wandering ever brought me to the door, do you believe we'd fall in love just like before? I'd like to still be in your bed, but I would settle for your life instead if I took back my silver hand. Could we go back and start again? And if I hadn't read Free Union with my hand upon your lid, and if your eyes had not been watered and I hadn't been so thirsty looking at you from a cage, and if I hadn't promised everything, them came true, I'd have no songs about remembrance, no songs about forgiveness, no songs of me and you. I'd have no songs about remembrance, no songs about forgiveness, no songs of me and you. La da 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 da.
Still depressing, but can you feel your souls starting to sort of pull their way out of the dark abyss? That is, it feels good to be there sometimes. I don't know. I don't know anymore, Vancouver and friends. That was Case Studies. The album is The World is Just a Shape to Fill the Night, and the song is Silver Hand. And if you recognize that lovely but sad voice, that is because it is Jesse Lortz of The Duchess and the Duke, and Case Studies is his new band. They are from Seattle, my hometown. Represent. Hello, Seattle. Anyone listening from Seattle out there, happy Thanksgiving to you. And before that was a song from Timber Timbre, from their album Creep On, Creepin' On, Black Water. They are from Ontario, also an excellent band. Next for you, I have quite a treat. It is Shimmering Stars off their new album, Violent Hearts. And the song is Dancing to Music I Hate. And the funny thing is, if you don't like dancing to music that you hate, you should come to the Biltmore to see Shimmering Stars tomorrow. It's a great band. This is going to be music that you would love to dance to here on 101.9 CITR.
Yeah. shore. Never shot a gun and I've never been badly. Once had the love of a young girl's heart, premature baby, and let it fall apart. Here's a little slab of a US dollar.
Was the Dead Ghosts with I Want You to Know. Before that, the Apollo Ghosts with Money Has No Heart. And coincidentally, the album is also called Money Has No Heart. And before that, you heard Shimmering Stars. They're playing tomorrow. All three of those are Vancouver bands, local bands, garage bands, because when you're mad and you're harboring some unchecked aggression, you gotta thrash around and let your anger all out. And then after that, there's nothing left to do but relax. So this next song is a cover of the Tribe Called Quest song Electric Relaxation by a live band called Bad Bad Not Good from Toronto. And it's live. Thank you. That was Bad Bad Not Good, but it should be Good Good Not Bad. And that was a live version that I've actually never heard before, and it's better than the original. Maybe not better than the original, of course, Electric Relaxation. It's hard to compete with The Tribe, Q-Tip, and 5diggy. But they are from Toronto, and when you watch their videos online, they're very, very young lads. And ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Brenda has just stepped into the studio. Her show is coming up next. Oh, here. You want to come on the mic, Brenda? Are you nervous? She's nervous. She's up next. You should listen to her show as well. We are the two newest shows at CITR, and when we chose our names without sort of coordinating with each other, we didn't pick to be in one time slot after another. But my show is the Butter on the Bread show, and her show is Peanut Butter and Jams. So we both chose bread condiments for our shows. So I think that me and Brenda are probably dating now. She just doesn't know it yet. She's also my boss, sort of, but in a good way. Anyways, so with ending on a very positive song to bring us up into the final giving spirit, please donate. Again, the number is 604-822-8648. If someone calls in the next 5 minutes with my as I play my last song here, you will win a liter of a home-brewed beverage that was made by yours truly. It's a pale ale. It is delicious. I know some people come up with some home beers that are pretty funky, but this one, the ingredients are really nice, and it can go toe-to-toe with some mighty fine beers. So I wasn't supposed to say beer on the radio. It's a home-brewed beverage soda. It's an older person soda, adult soda. Also, you can call and donate just for fun prizes or a tax receipt. And again, you can get a CITR card, a record, bag, a coffee mug, a cooler, t-shirts, hoodies. You can be on the air. You can be on the air just by coming by CITR, donating, and then hanging out for a little bit. That's what I started doing. I showed up here because I was lonely, and I just moved to Vancouver, and now I'm on the air once a week as you commute home in this stormy weather. So this is the last song I'm going to play for you today. It's by a band called the Casio Kids, and it's called Anvil Heist, and they're a Norwegian band, so I'm actually not sure if it's a happy song, but it sounds happy. And I don't speak Norwegian. If you do, and it's a sad song, you should call in and tell me that it is what it's about. And then you could also happen to donate after you called in. So I'm just going to play that song, Anvil Heist, by the Casio Kids, after one quick announcement about Fun Drive, because I haven't talked about that yet, so I should probably play an advertisement for it.
What time is it, kids?
It's Fun Drive time!
CITR Fun Drive.
It's easy to donate.
CITR Fun Drive.
Donate online.
CITR Fun Drive.
Donate over the phone.
CITR Fun Drive.
Help provide sustenance to your college community radio station. Join us November 17th to the 24th and call 604-822-1242 to donate or donate online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. Donate today so we can afford professional ads.
Professional ads. Thanks again for listening. My name is Ryan Roselle. This was the Butter on the Bread show. Butter spelled B-U-T-T-A, so it's actually pronounced butta. That is the Norwegian spelling for butter. I just lied about that. But this is a Norwegian band, Casio Kids, Anvil Heist. Anvil Heist. Anvil. I don't know. I don't speak Norwegian. But it's a mighty fine tune.
I
I cannot dispel.